Welcome to MarketSnap's SWOT analysis for Pennant Park Floating Rate Capital, or PFLT, as you might see it ticker-wise. If you're a long-term investor looking to build wealth through smart stock picks, you're in the right place. Today, we're diving deep into this business development company to uncover what makes it tick, what's holding it back, and where it could be headed. Let's break it down with a full SWOT analysis while keeping things engaging and packed with insights for your portfolio. So grab a coffee and let's get into it. Quick overview of Pennant Park Floating Rate Capital All. For those who might not be super familiar, Pennant Park Floating Rate Capital is a player in the financial services space, specifically operating as a business development company, or BDC. They focus on providing financing solutions to middle market companies, often through floating rate loans, which means their income can adjust with interest rate changes. They're part of the asset management and custody banks industry within the broader financial sector, and they've got a decent footprint with a focus on generating income for shareholders through dividends. With a team led by their CEO, Arthur Penn, they're headquartered in the U.S. and have been navigating the complex world of private debt for a while now. So let's see how they're positioned in today's market. Recent performance and news snapshot. Looking at their recent performance, Pennant Park has had a mixed bag over various time frames. Short term, the stock has shown some volatility, with weekly and monthly performance reflecting the broader market's ups and downs in the financial sector. Over the longer haul, like the past year or even 5 years, their returns have been more stable, though not exactly setting the world on fire compared to some industry peers. The financial sector itself has had its own challenges, with interest rate hikes and economic uncertainty playing a role, and Pennant Park seems to be riding those waves as much as anyone. On the news front, there's been some buzz around their latest moves, especially from their Q1 2025 earnings call. They reported solid results for the quarter ending December 2024, with a strong focus on maintaining a conservative investment approach and a diversified portfolio. They're sticking to their guns on credit quality, which is a big deal in the BDC space where defaults can hit hard. Plus, their commitment to returning value through dividends remains a key talking point. So with that backdrop, let's dive into the meat of our analysis and see what's really driving this company. SWOT analysis. Strengths. Solid dividend yield. One of the standout features for Pennant Park is their attractive dividend yield. For long-term investors like us, that consistent income stream is a big plus, especially in a BDC where shareholder returns are often a priority. Their latest earnings call reiterated their focus on delivering dividends, which aligns well with a wealth-building strategy. Conservative investment approach. From their recent earnings summary, it's clear they're playing it safe with a diversified portfolio and a strong emphasis on credit quality. In an environment where interest rates are fluctuating and economic uncertainty looms, this cautious stance helps mitigate risk and provide stability. Floating rate focus. Given their name, it's no surprise they specialize in floating rate loans. This structure allows their income to adjust upward with rising rates, which is a nice hedge against inflation and a potential tailwind if rates keep climbing. Strong operating metrics. Looking at their financials, metrics like gross profit margin and net profit margin are holding steady, showing they're managing costs well while generating revenue. Their operating cash flow also looks healthy, which is critical for sustaining those dividends we love. Weaknesses. Moderate growth trajectory. Let's be real, Pennant Park isn't a high growth story. Their revenue and net income figures from recent income statements show steady but not explosive growth. For investors looking for big capital gains alongside income, this might feel a bit underwhelming compared to other sectors or even some BDC peers. Debt levels. Their debt-to-equity ratio raises an eyebrow. It's not catastrophic, but it's worth noting that carrying a significant debt load in a rising rate environment could squeeze margins if borrowing costs climb. Their balance sheet shows a hefty chunk of liabilities, so this is something to watch. Market performance lag. While they're not tanking, their stock performance over various periods, be it the past month or even the past year, hasn't outpaced the broader industry averages in some cases. This suggests they're not always capturing the upside when the financial sector rallies. Opportunities, interest rate environment. With their floating rate loan portfolio, PennantPark is well positioned to benefit from any further rate hikes. If central banks keep tightening, their income could see a nice boost, making them more attractive to income-focused investors. Middle market demand. The middle market space, where they focus their lending, often has a strong demand for tailored financing solutions. If they can continue to carve out a niche here with solid credit picks, there's room to grow their loan book and revenue over the long term. Sector recovery potential. The financial sector as a whole has faced headwinds, but there's always a chance for a rebound if economic conditions stabilize. PennantPark could ride that wave, especially with their conservative approach, giving them a stable base to build from. Valuation upside. Looking at their forward PE ratio, it's not wildly out of line with industry norms, and there's potential for the stock to be re-rated if they deliver consistent results. For long-term holders, buying at a reasonable multiple now could pay off if earnings grow even modestly. Threats. Economic downturn risk. If we slide into a recession, middle market companies, their bread and butter, could struggle to repay loans. Even with a conservative portfolio, a spike in defaults could hit their income, and by extension, those dividends we rely on. Interest rate sensitivity. While rising rates can help, a sudden reversal or prolonged high-rate environment could stress their borrowers and increase default risks. Plus, their own debt costs could climb, putting pressure on margins. Competitive pressure. The BDC space isn't exactly empty. There are plenty of players vying for the same middle market deals, and if PennantPark can't differentiate on terms or credit quality, they might lose ground to hungrier competitors. Regulatory changes. Financials, especially BDCs, are often in the crosshairs of regulatory shifts. Any new rules around lending practices or tax treatments could throw a wrench in their business model, and that's a wild card we can't ignore. Key insights for long-term investors. All right, let's tie some of this together with a few insights. First off, PennantPark's focus on dividends and conservative lending makes it a decent pick for those of us building a portfolio for steady income over the long haul. Their floating rate structure is a smart play in today's rate environment, but I can't stress enough how important it is to keep an eye on their debt levels and the broader economy. Short-term volatility might give you some entry points if you're looking to buy, but remember, this isn't a stock for quick flips. It's about compounding that income over years. Another thing to chew on is their valuation. The forward PE isn't screaming buy or sell, but it's reasonable enough that if they execute well, there's room for appreciation. And from their earnings call, it sounds like management is laser-focused on navigating the current market with discipline, which I respect. But if defaults start creeping up, or if the financial sector takes another hit, those dividends could come under pressure. So balance that risk in your portfolio. Closing thoughts. So wrapping up our SWOT analysis of PennantPark Floating Rate Capital, I'd say this stock has a solid foundation for long-term investors who prioritize income over aggressive growth. Their strengths lie in a reliable dividend and a cautious approach, but they're not without risks. Economic downturns and debt levels are real concerns. There's opportunity here if rates keep trending up and if they can capitalize on middle market demand, but competition and regulatory shifts could throw curveballs. For now, it's a hold-and-watch kind of play in my book. Great for diversification in an income-focused portfolio, but not a home run unless conditions align just right. Thanks for tuning in to this deep dive. If you found this analysis helpful, make sure to stay connected with MarketSnap for daily stock market summaries and in-depth stock analyses. We've got content in video, audio, and article formats, plus bullet point SWOT breakdowns on our platform. Drop your thoughts in the comments. Do you hold PennantPark, or are you eyeing it for your portfolio? Let's keep the conversation going, and I'll catch you in the next one.